Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends, on the 30th day of March 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have several very important guests coming on the show. It's kind of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment week, I guess. Yesterday, we talked about the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, federal court over Louisiana, Texas, and many other states, saying that police don't need warrants anymore to come into your house or business. Now, simultaneously, yesterday afternoon, the U.S. Supreme Court came out, and here's the Las Vegas Review-Journal's headline, "The Road to the Police State." And that's interesting because the dissenting judges in the Fifth Circuit called it the road to hell, the ruling there. And in this news article out of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, because it's a Nevada case, they call it the road to the police state, must Americans show their papers. And this means if you're walking your dog or in your backyard, there's no Fifth Amendment. I mean, you must incriminate yourself. You must speak. And they charged him with resisting arrest, and he faces, you know, years in prison. Out in the country working on his cows, and the cop pulled up and said, "What's your name?" He said, "Hey, it's free country. I don't have to tell you." And so the cop said that that's resisting and charged him with resisting. And we have video of this. You don't touch them, and they charge you with assaulting them, and they'll bring the video in and show it to the jury and say, "That's assault." Saying no is assaulting us because we are God. Literally, they think they're God. They think their police dogs are better than us. You can't even bark back at them when they savagely, jump out of the car window as you walk through the parking lot and begin snarling at you. If you even speak back to them, we see these cases every few months, you are immediately slammed down to the ground for talking back to a God. Their dogs are God to us. And I mean it when I say it. They are our gods. Let's just start calling them God. You are the God of this world, aren't you? So, some U.S. Supreme Court justices Monday appeared to scoff at a Nevada man's claim that he should not be required to give his name to police. "I cannot imagine any reasonable citizen objecting to giving his name," Anthony Scalia said. "The exercise of the constitutional right should not be incriminating," replied Robert Dolan, a deputy state public defender from Nevada. In 2000, Northern Nevada cattle rancher Larry Hibble, standing beside his parked truck, was approached by a county deputy. The officer asked Mr. Hibble for proof of identification 11 separate times. In each instance, Mr. Hibble refused, saying he'd done nothing wrong. Finally, Mr. Hibble was arrested and convicted of resisting and obstructing an officer in the performance of godhood. I mean, in the performance of being our owners. I mean, in the performance of being our masters. I mean, in the performance of his duties. By 4-3 vote, the Nevada Supreme Court rejected Mr. Hibble's appeal, ruling any privacy right guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is outweighed by the benefits to officers. See, it's all about them. By allowing police to force people to provide IDs anywhere. That's why you're having to give up your Louisville Sluggers, your BB guns, and your stun guns in places like New York City. You can't have anything to protect yourself, because it might endanger a god. But under that logic, what right could not be trumped by police convenience? Using his patrol car computer terminal, the modern American police officer can learn more about a citizen from today's government-issued photo ID that was contained in the infamous travel papers required of any citizen of the Third Reich. Hey, good job, Review Journal. I think you're getting it.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, there is some good news on this live Tuesday edition, now 8 minutes into the Lovell transmission against tyranny. The Arkansas Supreme Court said that police can't do knock-and-talks, where they literally, from Dallas to California, you know, in L.A. I've seen these stories all over the country where they go into whole neighborhoods and, "Hi, ma'am, why don't we come in and look at your husband's guns?" Something we're doing. It's called knock and talk. Well, the Supreme Court of Arkansas said that police can't do that. They bully their way into people's houses just randomly. And, of course, it's federally funded as usual. But the big, fat federal Supreme Court, the same ones that are out Clinton and Clinton because they're so conservative, 7 of the 9 members Republican appointed, they said that it doesn't matter if you're walking your dog, doesn't matter if you're on your own land, doesn't matter where you are, you got to show them an ID because it's for the safety and convenience, and that's a quote from the brief, of the officers. That outweighs everything. That's why they've got to have now, again, in a lot of these socialist cities, they've gotten your guns, now they want your stun guns. They say it endangers us. No one's hurt them with it, and even if they did, would we all lose our rights then? But they say it's all about us, the gods, the lords, the masters, who, the courts have ruled, don't have to protect us and have no liability to do so, and we're not allowed to protect ourselves. So this is what we're... Now, let's be honest, in major polls they've done of the rank-and-file police, 93% are pro-Second Amendment and know it makes them safer and everybody else safer and is part of this country. But all the big police associations are anti-gun because they're federal puppets. And that's who's got the power. So when I talk about the lords, I mean the police chiefs, most of them who are CIA operatives. So again, the road to the police state. Must Americans show their papers, please? Some U.S. Supreme Court justices Monday appeared to scoff at a Nevada man's claim that he should not be required to give his name to police. I cannot imagine any responsible citizen objecting to giving his name, said Justice Anthony Scalia. And then the lawyer, defense lawyer, said, the exercise of a constitutional right should not be incriminating, replied Robert Dolan, the deputy state public defender from Nevada. In 2000, Northern Nevada cattle rancher Larry Hibble, standing beside his parked truck, was approached by a Humboldt County deputy. The officer asked Mr. Hibble for proof of identification 11 separate times. In each instance, Mr. Hibble refused, saying he'd done nothing wrong. Finally, Mr. Hibble was arrested and convicted of resisting and obstructing an officer in the performance of his duties. And they go on to admit he didn't touch the officer, but just not worshiping them, not giving up your Fifth Amendment instantly, which doesn't exist anymore. Not only will the judge clap you in irons for not worshiping his lordship properly, but being in contempt of court, now the police do it. We have video of this happening. By a 4-3 vote, the Nevada Supreme Court rejected Mr. Hibble's appeal, ruling any privacy right guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is, quote, outweighed by the benefits to officers. And it says, by allowing police to force people to provide ID anywhere, anytime. But under that logic, this is the Las Vegas Review-Journal, what right could not be trumped by police convenience? That's a quote. Under the using the patrol car computer terminal, the modern American police officer can learn more about a citizen from today's government-issued ID than was contained in the infamous, quote, travel papers required by any citizen of the Third Reich. Mr. Hibble was not even in his motor vehicle. He was jailed for no more than stubbornness and silence. Again, Fifth Amendment. If police can demand our IDs by the side of a public road, what about in our backyards, in our bedrooms? Well, people are arrested every week in Austin at parks, walking their dog. I was almost arrested, I guess, 8-9 years ago, walking 50 yards from my apartment to a convenience store. Almost arrested. They told me, we can arrest you. I was like, do I look like somebody you're looking for? No. Don't smart off. Well, what do you want? What's in the bag? Gatorade. Well, what do you want? Where do you live? Right there. And then, of course, they look like gang members. So, Fourth Amendment suffers another blow, right to refuse ID rejected. Another Las Vegas Review-Journal article. Some U.S. Supreme Court justices Monday, and then it goes back into basically the same information. So that's what's going on. And, of course, last Friday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, big federal court, second highest tier of courts in the land, headline, court opens door to searches without warrants. Dissenting judges call the ruling the road to hell. And in this article out of the Review Journal, The Road to the Police State, that's their headline. We made a film about it. It's called The Road to Tyranny. You can call it your road to serfdom, your road to being a bug-eyed slave, the road to the end of America. They're killing, they're chewing out the guts of America towards the heart greedily. And their masters are carrying out terror attacks to scare you, the public, into accepting this. And we have a copy of the Nazi ID card on PrisonPlanet.com, on Infowars.com. You can go into the story and look at the actual picture of a Nazi ID card. The article below states, using his patrol car, computer terminal, the modern American police officer can learn more about a citizen from today's government-issued photo ID than was contained in the infamous travel papers required of any citizen of the Third Reich. So that's the reality of what we're facing. That's the reality of what we're dealing with. And now they say in the Fifth Circuit, nationwide, now despite the fact there are hundreds of rulings saying they can't come in your house without a warrant, you watch, they're going to use this new one because they want to. They're just, well, I'm coming in your house. Get used to it. This is the new freedom. What do you think about it? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, link through in the News 6 story. We also have the Baton Rouge Advocate story. We've got some guests coming on about this today, but you can also go in and read the 60-plus page filing and the court ruling by the court, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And again, there is some good news, though. The Supreme Court of Arkansas, unfortunately not the Supreme Court of the U.S. or the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals of the U.S., but a Supreme Court of a state said, no, you can't force your way into houses randomly. Wow, what a radical statement. I tell you, these are some real radicals in Arkansas. They're not trendy, I guess. We'll also get into Prozac Nation, London Independent. 1 out of 10 people in England is on a psychotropic. So Soma Nation. Also, hundreds of missiles missing in the Ukraine. We will get into campaigners fight biometric passports. That's the good news over in Europe. They're fighting something that Americans can't seem to even figure out. It's already being implemented. Man confesses after seeing The Passion. I never got to this yesterday. A 20-year-old man confessed to a half dozen burglaries, saying he felt guilty after seeing the movie The Passion of the Christ. Another guy, another neo-Nazi who bombed people over in Europe, saw it and confessed and said he was sorry. A man who murdered his pregnant girlfriend in Texas confessed to that years after it happened. So, wow, the film's having quite an effect. Look at the fruits of it. Very, very uplifting there. So that's some of what's coming up here on the show. If you want to respond to the all-out, pell-mell dismantling of the First, Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth Amendment. And again, the Patriot Act did this, and now all the courts are following suit. Chief Justice William Rehnquist, about 2 years ago, told the Washington Post that we're not going to follow the Constitution while we're under attack by terrorists, and then the courts are going to rule in favor of the government. See, the government now is against the Constitution. It's to keep you safe, of course. The governments just hate having power and control. I'd like to hear from police today. What do you think about... We'd like to come in and just talk about your guns. I've already visited with the others on the street. Knock and talk. What do you think about... We're going to come on in, just do a cursory check of the home or business for your safety, of course. Or, hey, you didn't show me your ID when you were walking down the street. I'm going to go ahead and arrest you, and even though you didn't touch me, I'm going to go ahead and charge you with resisting arrest. How'd you like to serve a couple years with a felony charge? And they admit that. They just say, that's the new thing. Just right out in the open, criminality. You just don't worship them properly. And you try to invoke your Fifth Amendment, you get charged with resisting. See, you resisted their godhood, their lordship. Let's talk to Henry in Colorado. Henry, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Henry, here on the show.
All right. After listening to your show yesterday, I called. After calling the newspaper here in Colorado Springs, they knew nothing about this Fourth Amendment issue. And I called my congressman. And he asked me what was the Fourth Amendment. He didn't even know what it was, Mr. Joe Heffley. How do you redress your congressman when he doesn't even know what the amendment is?
And every day they're passing 1,000-page-plus bills. That's why we have this massive corruption. It's just insane.
Well, thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Well, hold on a second. So you called the local paper, and they didn't know about...
They shuffled me around from one person to another. They were not aware of it.
Did they ask you what the Fourth Amendment was?
They kind of gave me a... There was a dumb pause there, like, expecting me to explain what it was.
But I bet they can tell you all about the different basketball conferences.
Well, of course.
I bet they can tell you what the favorite soft drink is of the star. But they can tell you all about how to act cool. All right, Henry, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, how do you respond to that? 80%+ of high school seniors can't find the Middle East on a map. The majority of them don't know who the vice president is. But they'll give you their political opinion, though. We need to turn our guns in, they'll say. Yeah, they're real smart. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the federal Supreme Court has been ruling against the Constitution over and over again, and for big government, came out and said, you got to answer cops' questions. You got to show them your ID. You got to lick their boots properly. This is the Soviet Union, and there is no Fifth Amendment. And of course, the Fifth Circuit said that police can come into your house or business without warrants. Those warrants aren't needed anymore. But the Arkansas Supreme Court, which is a lower level court, said no, the police can't do knock and talk. We're just here to drop by and come in your house. No, they said you can't do that. Maybe they read that thing called the Fourth Amendment. You know, they're weirdos like us. But since a lot of you don't know what the Fourth Amendment is, obviously, new listeners out there, about to do something really radical. I'm going to read part of the Bill of Rights here on air. FEMA is very upset by this, and I'm serious when I say that. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. They got to have someone swearing an oath of what you've got, what they've seen. That's illegal. But then there's the Fifth Amendment, which they violate when they demand your ID card as you walk down the street. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of an indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces of the militia, that's under martial law, which we're under, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subjected for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life and limb. That happens all the time. They try it twice, thrice. Nor shall he be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Look at asset forfeiture seizure, man. They just grab an old lady's purses, you name it. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that they don't have to have just compensation anymore when they take your land. So that was a Nevada case, too. So look out, baby. They're violating every line of that sucker, up one side and down the other. Brian in Louisiana, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I'd like to start by saying I'm a new listener to Shortwave, and I just recently discovered you several months ago.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Well, glad to be aboard. Number two, I'm ex-law enforcement. I did 10 years with EBR Parish Sheriff's Office.
What do you think of all this?
Absolutely, I am. I was the fact you're not aggravated. I am aggravated. Friday, I saw it Thursday night on TV. They had the little local news broadcast, and they went over in some detail. So I made it a point Friday to get the newspaper, which I rarely read because it's garbage anyway. The Morning Advocate did an excellent job, in my opinion, on reporting it. Pretty much cut to the point.
I mean, how is this America if we don't have a Fifth or Fourth Amendment?
Alex, I'm going to say it again. I'm ex-law enforcement. I'm ex for the simple fact that I played by the rules. And I understand the Constitution, and I was somewhat of an outcast in my fellow officers' eyes. After 10 years, I couldn't stand it anymore. Corruption everywhere.
I know. It's scary, and the good cops get targeted.
Well, unfortunately, you're correct, and the one that they say the cream rises to the top, I disagree. The cream gets depressed in any branch of law enforcement, because if you're out there to do a good job, play by the rules, you're not gonna advance. You're not going to. You're passed over.
Well, there's cases every day of them framing people, dealing the drugs, running the whores, you name it, and.
Exactly. I've seen it. I don't want to say I've been a part of it because I tried to avoid those circumstances at all costs. But unfortunately, I had to skirt the edges of it sometimes just out of pure necessity. But it's out there. It's going on. And anybody doubts it, I suggest that they start talking to other police officers that will talk to them. The Fifth Circuit Court has a history of liberal rulings. This didn't just jump out of the sky today. This has been going on for the past 15, 20 years with the Fifth Circuit Court.
And by the way, it's almost all the courts.
Well, I can't speak for all because I don't know. Well, I know the local, state and local, they have their share of problems, and that's another can of worms altogether. But let's just keep it on the federal issue and how they address it. And you're right. We do not have a chance. I don't care what's going on in this country as far as terrorism and what other issues that the government might be facing with the war in Iraq or whatever, as we all know, is trumped up. If we need to take that and put that on the back burner until we get this matter settled. I have never been this adamant in my life about anything.
Tell you what, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
They said that they were only getting rid of the Bill of Rights for the terrorists, but the definition of terrorist in Section 802 of the Patriot Act is every citizen, every suspected misdemeanor. And now insane legislation is passing all over the country. We're blocking some of it when we learn of it in time. Federal courts, the Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit, you name it, are coming down with unbelievable rulings of no more Fourth Amendment. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled you got to produce your ID anytime, anywhere, and if you don't do it and violate your own Fifth Amendment, you'll be charged with resisting arrest and serve felony time in jail. So, I mean, this is incredible. We're talking to Brian Louisiana, who was in peace officer for 10 years. You were going to finish up what you were saying. You're saying that you're very angry about this.
Alex, like I said, I have never called a talk show in my life. I do listen to talk radio occasionally, and I've never been compelled to call anyone on any about any subject. This is absolutely, I'm about to sling a rod about this. It cannot stand. I don't know what it's going to take. It's going to take people like yourself and your listeners to get behind you, this movement, and let's get our congressman. I don't, you know, everybody. I don't call. I don't care who we call. Just call.
Over 400 cities in three states, and now several others are about to do it, have thrown out the Patriot Act. And it has to be the same thing here. We have to say no. And again, the federal courts have ruled that black people aren't human beings in the past. Any ruling that violates the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, is null and void. And so they can say there's no Fourth Amendment. They can say there's no Fifth Amendment. It's still there. It's our God-given rights. And there are police quoted in these articles about how they're going to use this to come in our houses and how good it is. And it's always about the officer's safety. You know, oh, you can't have a stun gun now, not just a gun, because it might endanger an officer. You can't have a Fourth Amendment because it endangers an officer. And even the Las Vegas Review-Journal says in this article headlined "The Road to the Police State," and the Fifth Circuit dissenting judges called it the road to hell in another case. But they even say, I mean, where does it end? But under that logic, what right could not be trumped by, quote, police convenience?
Alex, they were sitting on go to pass various legislation to take our freedom. When September the 11th happened, it opened the floodgate. I told everybody that I come in contact with between September the 11th, 12th, 13th, and thereon, life as we know it in this country just ended.
And by the way, and I appreciate the call, sir, and I appreciate your concern. Thanks. By the way, before 9/11, one reason I knew that the globalists were about to launch an attack was because they were on the news the months leading to it going, we're about to be hit by terrorists. When they hit us, you're going to have to give all your rights up. Now get ready. What do you do when terrorists hit? Give our rights up. Good. You get a gold star. That's right. You've done. You get a prize. Absolutely. Now again, let's drill again. What do we do when the terrorists attack and they're going to attack? What do you do? We worship the government and give all our freedoms up. That's right. You get another gold star. Now let's drill it again. What makes you say, being a slave? What keeps America safe? Getting rid of our freedoms. Good. Now it's time for the terror attack. Get ready. Here it comes. What are you going to do when it comes? I'm going to give up my liberty for so-called security. I love tyranny. Yes, you've learned. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I'd like to share a quote with everybody. Daddy, Daddy, why did the masked officers storm in, seizing property and placing items while interrogating us and yelling obscenities? Well, it's a question by a five-year-old child. This child is the grandson of someone, is the son or grandson of someone's five-year-old child today. This is a future quote that I made up to demonstrate what we're looking at. I would like to mention something to anyone out there that has a brain on. We need to get to the beach. The Minutemen need to get to the beach. The beach, at the very least, is the arena of public opinion. We need to storm the beach with everything we have. Words, documents, physical presence.
Well, here's an example. About a month ago, Rush Limbaugh got a call from Michigan, and he denied that Skull and Bones even existed and then later had to admit it. And the caller called in, and he said, I'm the caller that made that call. We played the clip, and it was indeed him. And he called in and had a big effect. He had another caller yesterday who called News 6 after they took the quote out about the road to hell and forced them, because it was in the ruling, in the dissenting opinion, forced them to put it back in the national news story.
Oh, that's great.
So that's an example of one of our listeners taking action. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what we need, just like that. Our Constitution, and Bill of Rights is just an amendment to the Constitution. This says, this states, it is the supreme law of the land. If we're going to violate it, the moment it started getting violated...
Barbary versus Madison, Supreme Court ruling states, anything in violation of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, is null and void. And for people that can't get this, I keep using this analogy. Supreme Court's ruled that black people were two-thirds human, and then they ruled separate but equal. They ruled all this, and it took people saying, no, we're human beings. It takes us saying, no, When the usurpers come telling us we don't have any rights, we have to stand against them.
Our laws coexist with the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's
the Declaration of Independence. And the Ninth Amendment clearly states that let me just read the Ninth Amendment to people out there.
Go for it, Alan.
The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So this is just pointing out liberties that were already there as free human beings. We all know murder's wrong. We don't need a law to tell us that. Tenth Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
That's just it. Our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, that's a check against the government. Freedom, like George Bush wants, or like someone like Clinton wants, freedom is power of the government to inhibit the people.
That's it. Thanks for the call. Look, when the globalists have a lot of doublespeak, esoteric meanings that only globalists get. And Bush has given a lot of chilling speeches about dark cults of evil. No one knows the power of evil. I have a clip of that from the Pentagon in Road to Tyranny. Or let us not tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September 11th, you know, and saying that they're behind it. But Bush, when he says the terrorist attacked is because they hate our freedom, it's true. They told us when the attack comes, give your freedom up. The attack came right on time, and they say, okay, the terrorists don't, you know, want your freedom. Well, then why is the government moving to take our freedom? See, they are the terrorists, and it's true. They want our freedom. Charles in Louisiana, who called yesterday and who called local police and others and talked to them, and they thought that this is all just great new powers to bust in our houses without warrants. Go ahead, Charles.
How you doing? I'm sorry to call again, Mr. Jones.
That's okay.
But the sheriff was on Channel 2 last night talking about the sweep searches, and he said if his officers pick up evidence, he's going to use it in court. It's all right. And so...
So he said that when we come in your house for cursory check, we'll be looking for crimes and we'll use it in court.
Yes, he said that. He said, let it fall where it falls. And so,
well, I hope somebody mails me these videotapes.
So they were showing, they said on Channel 2 News that when a policeman comes to your house, you don't have to invite him in. He's going to come in. And then they showed SWAT teams coming into houses last night. Just, you know, I don't know if it's recent or not.
They just showed men in black uniforms and ski masks pouring in, no warrants. And did they say it was wonderful?
Yeah, well, I tell you, me and my wife didn't sleep all night. We were so upset. So I got up, I tried to go to the courthouse again today. Everybody was busy. So I did happen to catch a guy that wanted to take my dog away, Fred. And so I talked to him, and I said, what reason would you need? Did somebody have to accuse me or something? He said, no, it could be for loud music or anything. We just can come to your house, ask for identification.
So if anything's going on, we're just going to go ahead, and the sheriff said, do a search, look for some dirt on you.
And so I asked him, I said, please. I said, officer, y'all put me through 17 years of hell. Don't hurt my wife and my dogs. I said, that's all I ask you. I said, I know y'all anxious to get to work. Don't hurt my wife and kill my dogs, please. That's all I ask. I said, do what you want to me. 17 years I gave you.
So there you were to the Roman centurion, literally begging him in his new God power, in his new Soviet rulership over you. What did he say when you properly submitted?
Oh, it's not going to be that bad.
He said
a lot of policemen don't want to go for it. But some judges say they ain't going for it down here. It's not constitutional. And this morning on the news, they said some judges ain't going to go for it. So I don't know what to do. But if you
hold on. Don't you trust him? There's no Fourth Amendment now? I mean, they say there's no Fourth Amendment. I mean, he said it won't be that bad.
But, Mr. Jones, if you play loud music, they can knock on your door, and they come in, and when it's identification, they can go through your house, sweep, open the closets, open the drawers, and all that.
Well, that's just the beginning. I mean, the ruling says no Fourth Amendment, period. So it's just a part of the freedom.
Well, I asked him, I said, I know y'all a long time. I gave y'all tapes, and I had coffee with you. I said, I know y'all carry a little stuff to protect yourself. How do I know you ain't going to drop that in somebody's house and seize the house? And he just looked at me. Don't worry. I said, don't worry. I'm scared to death. Don't worry. I said, I don't want you to hurt my wife like you did me. I said, 17 years I gave you. What more can I give you?
Now you've called before. They tortured you with a bag over the head into confession.
Same as on statement. Yes, sir. It's 17 years. And So I bought it for my wife. You know?
What was it like when they put that bag over your head? Describe that.
The third time, I don't remember what happened for about 8 or 9 hours. That's when they said I signed all the statements, but I was kind of out of it, you know. If they leave it on too long, you get a little brain damage. I think they're
hurting. Describe what it's like to have them put a bag over your head.
Well, they take a bag, they handcuff you, they put a bag around you, they put a shirt around you, and they take a pencil and they make a pinhole by your mouth. And it's as you gasp for air, it goes down your throat. The plastic bag goes down your throat. It has to be a clear bag because they've got a new one to pull it off.
Let me tell folks how to handle this.
And so
you open your mouth and you suck the bag into your mouth and you bite holes in it every time.
No, you don't bite holes. You gasp for air, and it's like a tube. It goes down into your throat.
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling you what I do.
Yeah, and then well, you know, you could only do it. I had it done to me 3 times. You after a while, you get kind of fighting.
Well, that's a Russian form of torture. It's one of their favorites. They do that a lot here in Austin.
And then when you pull it off a little longer, then you start signing statements. You sign anything you want you to sign, you know. Then you go to trial.
The good guys. I mean, when I watch Threat Matrix or 24 on TV, every episode they torture people. They have torture chambers and torture chairs. And that's what the good guys do. They were trying to help you.
Well,
Charles, they were trying to help you. What's wrong with you? They loved you.
7 years, 4 months.
Just tell me you love Big Brother.
I love him. Yes, I love him.
Yes, oh, yes.
But here's the thing about it. If CPS comes to your door with a policeman knocks, they can come in now. As long as he's there, anybody can come in your house as long as they got a policeman knocks.
That's freedom.
Well, I wanted to know what the American people's going to do, because I tell you one thing. A lot of them's going to go to jail. And then I asked them 4 years, pass these tapes out, help me fight. I had one of me and my partner gave up about 4,700 tapes. If everybody be doing that, maybe we could wake enough people up.
Oh, maybe. I think you have. People are very upset. Tyranny's coming against us again, but folks are waking up, and you keep it up, and God bless you, Charles.
Listen, thank you, Mr. Jones.
You bet. Good to hear from you. And by the way, his response is the normal one. That's how you should be responding. You should all be very concerned. This is America. They're killing our country and telling us how it's in our best interest as the borders are wide open. And I'll tell you why. They say the job layoffs are going to get 7 times worse. They say they're going to accelerate the export of jobs. They say that's good, the president's commission. He says, don't worry, your fast food jobs will be considered industrial. And they know you're going to get unhappy as they take everything you got, and that's why they're gearing up with riot gear and emergency centers and highway blocker systems and RFID and face scanning cameras. It hasn't even begun. Oh, no, they're just putting the system in place right now. And they're probing, seeing what they can get away with. The good news is they're waking people up across the board. I've never seen such an accelerated wake-up. It's like a bully that punches some... You know that type of individual who's really tough, really strong, can, you know, kick anybody's tail? They don't like to fight, but the bully keeps punching them, keeps messing with them. And pretty soon, when they finally break and fight back, you know, the bully's going to the hospital. I'm sad that so many minions of the New World Order are going to go along with this. By the way, police, I just want you to know, when you take those vaccines, they don't care about you either. You drink the same fluoride, you take the same vaccines, you go through the same garbage as us. And I want you to know you reap what you sow, and you better stand up and speak out against this, because I don't have to judge you. God's going to judge you, and you're going to hell. But you're going to live in a hell here on this earth. You wonder why your family life's so bad, why you're so depressed, why you have the worst records out there of criminality. How about you start being a defender? How about you become like the firefighters, a real public servant again, where you're loved and admired instead of hated and feared? Let's go ahead and talk to Philip in Virginia. Philip, go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Alex. How are these people, they just don't have any conscience, these people who are carrying out all this tyranny, don't they ever even think about their own families? And
but see, we're all criminals, so they have to do this because we're all bad.
Yeah, and whether...
Now, statistically, they're the most criminal group out there, but let's just ignore the criminology.
Exactly. And I can't help but think about your film, Matrix of Evil, when I was arrested at a Sean Hannity book signing, or when I saw your article on your website about the 3 Bush protesters being arrested, or these 2 latest rulings in Louisiana and there out west. What Ron Paul said in your film, Matrix of Evil, this is a war on our liberty. It's not a war against these Muslim terrorists that they have successfully portrayed to the world. And until you realize who the terrorists really are, you're never going to be able to figure it out. Frederick Douglass said regarding these two rulings recently, find out just what the people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. And
I'll tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about the big government, every child needs a microchip, arrest all militia members, Sean Hannity. I want to hear how you got arrested and why when we get back. Sean Hannity here. I'm a big fat socialist, pacifying conservative, so we can take you over. I'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We got a Louisiana defense lawyer coming on, who's in one of these news articles criticizing this Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that there's no Fourth Amendment. Supreme Court ruled there's no Fifth Amendment yesterday. So that's coming up, and just a bunch of other news. But before we go back to Philip and then Addison and John and Jason and Steve and others, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I published a book. I carry other great videos and books by great researchers and authors. You need to go to Infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. You need to order the videos. You need to get them. You need to make copies. You need to educate people. Because as the globalists press their agenda, more people are apt to wake up. I've seen a massive awakening taking place. Get Matrix of Evil. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're all over 2 hours, $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 videos. Big discount. And it makes this show possible as well. We can make more films and get more information out to people. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's up to you, my friends. You're the wall against this. You've got to get off the bench and get in the game. Take action today. Let's go ahead and go back to Philip. Philip, yeah, I mean, if you're pro-Bush, you can protest. If you're anti-Bush, you get arrested. If you're peaceable, that's all admitted. Now federal courts have ruled last year. It's all part of the freedom. But you went to a Lord Socialist Hannity rally of fake conservatism and neocon suppression of real conservatives. And what did the neutralizer, I mean, what happened? Why did you get arrested?
Well, I call him a traitor. Well, he wasn't even there. He was late. And I was standing around with the crowd waiting for him to show up. And it must have been my Tyranny Response T-shirt that I had on. But they singled me out, and either Walmart or the radio station, I haven't found out yet. My subsequent investigation, they have not cooperated with me. Walmart's public relations has not got back with me. The radio station that promoted it has not got back with me. But they come up to me and said, you've been trespassed, and you're going to have to leave. And the officers made sure that I left the entire premises. There was a shopping, the entire shopping complex. I was run off of it. And I was there covering the whole event. I got it on film. And
you got this on video?
Yes.
You ought to send it to me.
Okay. And
So I guess, did they say you were under arrest? You said you were arrested.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was, my freedom of movement was suspended, you know, and they kicked me off.
Well, I'll tell you, they're pretty good secret police, you know, at this little public thing they put on that suddenly they can say is private as soon as they don't like your shirt. My goodness. I guess they recognize it. It said Tyranny Response. They know they're the tyranny. And
oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was the only one there that they, you know, the spirit knows, you know, if you're not with it or not. But two quick questions. Rudy Giuliani and Margaret Thatcher. You got any little-known facts about those two people?
Oh, I mean, Rudy Giuliani's, his family's had a lot of big mob connections. That's been in the news. Margaret Thatcher came out against the Bilderberg Group and handing over England to the EU. She got thrown out of office. I mean, so she's not as bad as a lot of them. I mean, that's about it.
Okay.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. We'll break, come back, and talk to Addison and John and a few others. Then we got a guest coming up for about 20, 30 minutes concerning this Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling and a lot more in the second and third hours of this 30th of March, 2004, Tuesday edition. And again, those premier websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back, so please stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.